Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Eileen Davidson, who talks why leaving the show was the best decision she ever made, Erica Girardi's legal nightmare, and what it was like reuniting with Lisa Rinna on the set of Beyond Salem. Eileen, I know you said you're on set. How much fun is it getting back into the role as Kristen in Beyond Salem?
Well, actually, I am on set for Young and Restless today.
Very nice. Very nice.
I am everywhere. But it was so much fun for me to be able to play Kristen again. I love the character. I mean, clearly I, you know, helped create her. Mm-hmm. So it was great for me to have that opportunity.
Definitely.
Is it fun
jumping back and forth? I know that you kind of go on Young and the Restless every now and then too. So is it fun kind of jumping back and forth and kind of having, go ahead.
It is. It's like the best of all worlds. Mm-hmm. And it really is, because I mean, I have, you know, my freedom, but I also, you know, get paid and I get to kind of, you know, visit these characters that I originated. So it is fun.
Definitely. Well, I mean, what made you want to come back and do Beyond Salem?
A couple things. Well, like we just talked about, I love the character Kristen, yeah. And somebody else is playing her on the day-to-day mm-hmm. at Days, so which is great. And this was a way for me to be able to come back and play her without having to commit to anything. And also, I got to work with Lisa again, yeah. And that was just so much fun. And when they said they were doing this little spoof of The Housewives, I was so excited. I mean, I just thought it would be such a great thing. And I think the fans of Housewives really got a hoot out of it. Like we did. We just thought it was hilarious.
Definitely. Is it ever weird being on set of Young and the Restless and seeing somebody else play that character of Kristen? And you're like, maybe you should do this way or things like that.
I haven't watched, frankly, a lot of what Stacey has done, but I've known her for years because I did work with her when she was on the Young and the Restless. Mm-hmm. And I think she's a terrific actress. And I know from having to take over a role from other people, it's such a horrible thing sometimes, and you just really have to make it your own, and that's what she's done, which is what you need to do. So, and I think she's done a great job from what I've heard.
Definitely. What did you miss the most about playing this role?
Oh, the freedom. You know, she's a baddie and she's a badass. So there's a lot of fun in playing a character like that. Ashley's not so much like that. And Kristen is really kind of a once in a lifetime role because she is such a nutcase mm-hmm. and she rationalizes everything she does, you know, so she kind of feels like she's the victim, mm-hmm. Even though she's done all these horrible things to people. So she's so multifaceted. She's very insecure. She's very vulnerable. And yet she comes off like she's just a bitch on wheels, which she is. But she's also all of those other things, which makes her so much fun to play.
Yeah, it's got to be an absolute blast. And I know that you said in an interview that you were able to kind of take a little bit more liberties with the show since it was on a streaming network. So how so?
Well, I think the show itself did. I'm not sure my character did as much, but Beyond Salem well certainly did, with the shower scene mm-hmm. with the guys, and just things were a little bit sexier, and mm-hmm. and the fact that, I mean, we were a little bit more tongue-in-cheek than usual too, so that freedom came with being on streaming, I think, and being able to bring in the housewives the way we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, talk a little bit about that. Like, did you have any input on that? Did you kind of help bring that to life?
I think they pretty much knew what they were doing, but I mean, certainly I remember when I got the first script, I said, we got to have the Beast line in there. And Lisa and I both were texting. We're like, well, the Beast line has to be in there. And then I texted Ron, the head writer. He goes, even as you're saying, you're texting me, we're putting that in. So everybody was on the same page at the same time. We all knew that had to be in there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, really sad, but true. I do not know how that became such an iconic line. It's just insane.
Totally. Do people like come up to you and say that to you all the time?
Oh, it's like the thing. I'm like, really? When it first started happening, I was like, this is what's resonating after all the years I've been in this business. Crazy.
That's hysterical. I mean, what was it like getting back on set with Lisa?
You know, we didn't have a lot of time to mess around because, I mean, it was shooting so, so quickly. But we did a photo shoot in the middle of all this, too. Mm-hmm. A great photo shoot, fantastic photographer. And while we were shooting, we were laughing and talking about our first year on the show and how stupid we were. I mean, we really kind of were just so dumb. And so we're kind of laughing about, you know, how that first season was for us. And it was great to have each other. It was nice to have such shared experiences, you know?
Yeah. How has your friendship evolved over the years? I mean, from the soap opera days to Housewives to now, like how has your friendship evolved?
We got really, really close when we were on the Housewives. I mean, clearly, because it's like you're going into this war zone together, unknown, you know, and kind of figuring the ropes out together. So we really, really bonded, and we were there for 3 years together. You know, that's a long time. I can't even imagine that I made it that long, frankly. But so we got very, very close, you know. You know, the show kind of moves on, mm-hmm. and it has its own reality and within the reality show. And I had gone another way. So we certainly aren't as connected as we used to be for obvious reasons. But I still care about her. I know she still cares about me. We have each other's backs.
Definitely. I know she said that the most fun that she ever had on Real Housewives is when you were on the show. I mean, would you ever come back? Have they ever asked you to come back?
I went back like a year or so ago.
Right. Yeah.
Like a little thing. I don't see me going back there full time now. Mm-hmm. And I don't see how it really work in even, you know, I think it worked in because of Kyle's party before. I mean, maybe you never know how things evolve. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying no to not just popping in.
Is there anything you miss about it?
You know, there's a certain depth of camaraderie that the women share. Mm-hmm. I loved Hong Kong. I mean, a lot of those trips were horrific, frankly, but I really liked Hong Kong, even though I got screamed at by Erica. I just loved that. That city was just unbelievable. And we were in a hotel looking over the bay. It was just so incredible. Mm-hmm. A lot of that trip was really just mind-blowing.
Yeah. When did you realize that it was like time for you to take a step back and you're like, maybe I don't want to do this anymore?
Well, they had asked me if I would take a step back, like as a friend capacity, but still getting paid and I could still work as much and then still get the payment that I wanted, blah, blah, blah. But it would be not as a housewife per se. And I took that opportunity to kind of say, I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I was given the impression and the direct verbiage actually that, you know, if you hang in there, you'll probably be back on as a lot of the housewives. You kind of go in there and whatever. I didn't really think it was good for me. And I took the opportunity just to walk away.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you regret that at all? Or are you totally happy with that decision?
Absolutely. I have absolutely no regrets. One of the best decisions I've ever made.
I mean, because I'm sure like doing that season day in and day out, it's got to be stressful and it's got to be, but it has to take a toll on you emotionally, I would imagine.
Well, it does. I mean, see, the thing about a reality show, which I mean, I don't know if people are grasping this, it is real to a certain degree. Yeah. It's quite real. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, is it soap opera more emotional? I'm like, no, it's pretend. Mm-hmm. And there are real lives that are being affected by what's happening to us. Mm-hmm. And that bothered me the most, actually, was the people that kind of got dragged along that had never committed to being on the show. And I hated that because I felt a responsibility. I can take care of myself. Whatever you're going to say about me is fine. I can deal with it. I was always more concerned with the people that were kind of being dragged in that had never signed on. Right. And it really was hard on me. Yeah. I didn't like that.
Like family members and things like that?
All sorts of things. Exes, whatever. It just felt, you know, dirty and unfair to them. Mm-hmm. And I had a real problem with that. I also felt like I was always in a minefield that certain things I said were going to affect other people. I'd had a lot of death in my family at that time. So I was like, oh my God, now how does so-and-so feel about the fact that I'm talking about that person's death? I have to worry about my family members who hadn't signed on. So it was just like, all the time I was on the phone apologizing. This is going to be coming out, you know? So just, that was hard. Not to mention, I mean, you know, whether you like the people or not that you're on the show with, you know that their lives are being affected in an adverse way. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy to watch.
Yeah.
You know, I would have gone crazy if I'd lived through what, you know, that season that Denise Richards was on. It's just harsh stuff, real stuff, hurtful stuff. And I don't know, it just feels like it's incredibly toxic and hurtful. Mm-hmm. And I know it's very entertaining. I get that. But when you're in it, you have to really have a tough skin. You got to grow some real tough skin.
No, I wouldn't last a minute. I really wouldn't.
I didn't have the capacity. I mean, I did to a certain degree, but I had never planned on staying that long anyway. So I was like, you know, this is a good time for me to jump off.
Yeah, definitely. Have you spoken to Denise at all? Are you guys close? Cause I know that like, you know, in the, like the soap opera world at all.
No. We've never been close, but mm-hmm. we did speak a few times. I would run into her in the halls of CBS.
Yeah.
And we talked on the phone a little bit. You know, yeah, I think she's a great person. You know, she got pulled into all the stuff and,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've also heard that she would go back. So see, for everybody, it's different.
Right. No, totally. I mean, you said, you know, sometimes things are very hard to watch. And obviously this season has been hard to watch when it comes to Erica. I mean, I know that you were in arguments with her in the past. I mean, how do you think?
I was never really in any arguments with her.
Or when you guys kind of got at it in Hong Kong a little bit. But right. Like, how do you think? How do you think Sutton is handling, you know, kind of being on the receiving end of Erica?
Gosh, I really don't have any idea. Cause I don't, I mean, I know Sutton cause I know Jennifer Tilly is a good friend of Sutton's, mm-hmm. but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's fine. You know, I think it sounds like she, from what I've seen, that a lot of people are behind her. So mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah. Is it hard watching Erica go through all of this at all?
No, of course.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing is, I mean, I even said it on Watch What Happens Live. You know, Housewives is not a documentary. Mm-hmm. So if she's guilty or she's not, that's going to come out one way or the other. But I think it's like kind of ugly when everybody's jumping on this bandwagon of wanting to crucify her or say she did it when we don't know. We just don't know. No matter how it looks, nobody really knows. And when it comes out, I'm sure she'll have to pay the price if she's guilty. Until then, she's a human being, mm-hmm. you know, and watch her go through that. And how it's affecting her and how it's affecting all the women, by the way, is, you know, uncomfortable.
No, definitely. I mean, Camille and Bethany both spoke out saying that they heard rumors about Erica and Tom in the past. Had you ever heard anything?
Not really. No.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
You hear so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You hear so much stuff and everybody's so sure they have the truth on their side. So I learned a long time ago just to kind of let it roll off my back.
Totally. I mean, you kind of spoke a little bit about this before, but do you feel like when you were on the show, was there like a pressure to create drama at times? Because you are creating a TV show, but did you ever feel that way or was sure. it? Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. To some degree, you don't have to, but I mean, obviously if you're somebody that's willing to kind of go there, that's probably better for the show, right?
Definitely. Do you think Lisa is being a good friend to Garcelle this season?
So much goes on behind the scenes. I'm commenting like a viewer and I can't do that. I know too much about the behind the scenes stuff. So they could be best friends as far as I know by now. I don't know.
Is it so weird watching the show as somebody that was on it because you know all the ins and outs of everything?
Well, like I said, I don't see it the same way a viewer does.
Yeah.
I'm always like, oh, that sounds like this, or that looks like that, or I wonder how that happened. And, you know, because I mean, I've been there.
Right. Did you ever want to pull the Bravo, Bravo, Bravo card?
I have seen it happen. And I'm trying to remember if I ever did. I mean, it probably never aired, but sure.
Who else did it?
Oh, well, you know, we all did at some point when we were talking about things that we didn't want to be on TV.
Interesting. Were you kind of shocked that they actually aired that with Denise then?
Oh, yes, actually, I kind of was. But, you know, with everything in life, I mean, it's certainly reality TV. It has to evolve.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is there one moment from the show that you wish you could do over again or something that you ever regret?
Oh, sure. I mean, probably a lot of things. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, now that I know more, sure, I'd go, oh, God, I was, like I said, Lisa and I were talking about how dumb we were. There's certainly things that I would have done differently. I can't think of anything specific, but I mean, no doubt, no mm-hmm. doubt.
Yeah. Do you and Brandy ever talk about the wine scene?
Yeah, no.
but
not recently.
Right. You know, you mentioned before how, you know, relationships change and things like that. I know that you and your husband recently celebrated 18 years together. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But 19. And I mean, did that change your relationship at all?
Being on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, only for the better.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, nothing like some huge thing, but being in your spouse's corner, having each other's backs and just understanding each other through that kind of an experience makes you stronger, or it doesn't. It
right.
made us stronger.
Yeah, definitely. And I know that obviously you're so busy being on Days and, you know, Beyond Salem. I mean, what else are you kind of working on now?
Oh, my husband and I produced a show called Duke of the Valley, actually with Willie Garson.
Oh.
God bless his soul. I know.
God.
Sweet man. So we're shopping that around. My stepson, Vincent Russell Van Patten, wrote a fantastic book called Arrows of Youth, which you can find on Amazon about during the COVID. He kind of found his passion for life. It's a very inspiring book. So we're just, you know, we're always creating and doing different things.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.